You might not have noticed, but May has been Beef Month, a promotional effort by the beef industry. That's big business in Kentucky, which has the most beef cattle of any state east of the Mississippi. But beef has been getting a grilling lately, if you will, because of the industry's environmental impact. As Liam Niemeyer reports, some Kentucky cattlemen are working to reduce their climate hoofprint, and one well-known area company has even joined the plant-based meat business.
Most people would say Blake Munger is raising cattle out on his western Kentucky pasture, but he sees it a bit differently. It's his grass that's really important.
We'll start seeing the transition of healthier plants. So this is around this pond where, but just notice right, you hit a line. Look at where that buttercup goes away. Now we're getting into healthier pasture.
Munger has been rotating red and black Angus cattle between fields of fescue. And with the ongoing conversation around climate change emissions and the beef cattle industry, he points to his grass as a sustainable solution, acting as a carbon sink to pull CO2 from the air.
It's easier to think that you have the solution by getting rid of it instead of being like, well, how can we make it where it's actually beneficial?
And making agriculture more sustainable is good, since agriculture and methane-producing livestock make up about 10% of the country's emissions. But scientists and climate advocates say more will have to be done with our food systems to avoid disastrous climate change. That includes reducing meat consumption significantly as the world's population grows and demands more meat products. That also includes alternative proteins on the market, an estimated $3 billion industry in 2020. Less than an hour's drive north of Munger's farm, a well-known local company is cashing in.
Basically the same process we use for our ice cream.
Dippin' Dots is a novelty ice cream company in Paducah, Kentucky, that makes their pellet-like ice cream with cryogenic freezing technology. The company in 2018 started marketing its technology to other industries. Among those interested was the plant-based meats industry, who wanted an easier way to infuse fatty oils into their products. Chief Development Officer Stan Jones says that opportunity turned vital when the pandemic cut half of their traditional business as places like theme parks had to close.
And that's what really helped us stay afloat and keep things going when the pandemic had shut down all of our ice cream markets.
Jones believes the contracting work with the plant-based meats industry and other companies could be as big as their ice cream business within the next decade. So how will that go over in Kentucky's cattle country? Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Republican Ryan Quarles says it's fine if Dippin' Dots wants to make that investment. But whether those plant-based products should be called meat is another question.
Not my job as a government official to tell companies what to do, except when it comes to making sure that consumers clearly know the difference between meat that was raised on a Kentucky farm versus an imitation that was put together in a factory.
Whatever it's called, researchers studying climate change in food systems say we'll need both better beef production and meat alternatives. Tim Serginer with the World Resources Institute says it's critical to reduce meat consumption. As millions of more people see their incomes rise and demand meat products, that could push emissions from meat production higher. But he says reducing meat consumption doesn't mean cattle farmers are going to go out of business anytime soon.
So this is a kind of a global challenge, and we need to reduce consumption. But I don't think it really threatens American beef farmers because they are going to need to still produce beef.
Serginer says the push to eat less meat is likely going to be driven by the private sector instead of the government. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Liam Niemeyer.